Grey Patch wandered over and slapped Kaibo with the flat of his sword blade.
Come on, Gallywamper. Back aboard the Dark Queen. We can afford to wait the night flood tide to send us across the shore now. No more pulling her on tow ropes.
Kaibo turned to look at the last of the Green Fang, wiping smoke from his smarting eyes as the blazing hulk drifted seaward. Gabool was in a foul temper. Most of his servant slaves had gone to the galleys of the three ships under repair, and he was left with only four. Blinking his red-rimmed eyes, he watched them polishing his bell. The warlord was afraid of the night. Sleep brought with it only nightmares of avenging mice, fearsome badger figures, and the angry boom of the bell tolling around his brain like a harbinger of doom. Virtually alone now in Fort Bladegate, he did not have the satisfaction of asserting his power as king of all sea rats. There was no beast to plot against, to bend to his will, only sitting around waiting and festering with hate for his one-time ally, Grey Patch. He aimed a kick at a dormouse who was down on all fours, furiously rubbing away at the great bell.
You there, scabpools, where's my food?
The slave continued polishing, not daring to stop as he replied.
Master, I am not a cook. You sent the cooks away to your ships. All I do is polish your bell as you have told me to.
Get me something to eat and drink,
Gabool snarled.
You're a cook now.
The dormouse dropped his rag and bowed, trembling.
Master, I cannot cook. I am only a bell polisher.
Gabool's cruel claws dug into the slave's body as he drew him upright, glaring at him through sleepless, sore eyes.
Get down to the kitchens and light a fire. You'll find dead seabirds there. Roast me a few. Bring wine too. Get out of my sight.
As the dormouse picked himself up and scurried off, Gabool vented his spleen on the remaining three slaves.
Out! Get out, all of you! Leave me! I want to be alone!
Gabool flung a knife at the last dormouse to disappear around the door. It clattered harmlessly off the wall, and he slumped dejectedly in his chair.
Must be losing me touch. Should have pinned him easily.
The afternoon sun, slanting through the window, cast its warmth over him. Gabool's tired eyes began to droop. He sighed as his chin slowly sank onto his chest. Outside, the sounds of the restless sea grew distant. Finally, sleep overcame the king of sea rats. His eyes closed, and his head slumped gently forward in the quiet summer noontide. A badger was advancing upon him, a huge warlike badger, brandishing a broadsword that made a sea rat blade look like a toy. He turned in fear. A mouse had crept up behind him. It was the one he called Skiv. She was carrying a heavy knotted rope, and the light of battle was in her eyes. Somewhere he could hear Grey Patch laughing, a contemptuous, mocking sound. Boom! Gabool sat bolt upright, wide awake. There was no creature in the room save himself and the bell.
Well, what a riddle to be sure. I'll bet even Hon Rosie couldn't make head nor tail of this jolly old thing. What?
Marielle aimed a candied chestnut at Tarquin and threw it. He merely caught it in his mouth and munched reflectively.
Course, you know, I've never seen her solving riddles and whatnot. Bet she's bally clever at it, though. Hon Rosie's pretty good at most things.
Mellis stuck a huge paw under Tarquin's nose.
Listen, Doodlehead, if I hear you mention Hon Rosie one more time.
The friends sat at table in Cavern Hall. They were not to be disturbed on the Abbot's orders. Outside in Great Hall, the rest of the Redwallers took supper and chased reluctant Dibbons around in an effort to get them washed and up to their beds. Marielle picked up the scrolls from amid the supper-laden table.
There's no puzzle or mystery about it. The whole thing's a straightforward map in rhyme. Maybe we don't know what certain things are. Fieldrone the Traveller had an odd way of expressing himself. But don't worry, I'll find out what it all means as I go along.
Saxtus helped himself to more mushroom and cress soup.
Read it again, Marielle. Perhaps it may sound clearer if you do.
Marielle drew a deep breath.
Right, here goes for the 10th time. If I were fool of any sort, I'd leave Red Wall and travel forth. For only fools seek Terramort upon the pathway leading north. This trail brings death with every pace. Beware of dangers lurking there. stick legs of the feathered race, and fins that in the ford do stare.